This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 290 people were killed and almost 500 injured in bomb blasts that ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka Easter Sunday, the first major attack on the Indian Ocean island since the end of a civil war 10 years ago. Colombo resident Mangala Karunanate says he is shocked by the attacks.
We moved back to this country after the war, actually, myself. I was living elsewhere and in 2011 because this is a peaceful country. And now we are just totally surprised and dumbfounded. But we will come out of this. I'm confident. I hope so.
Sri Lankan government officials said that 32 foreigners were killed and 30 injured in the explosions that tore through congregations and gatherings in hotels in Colombo, Negombo, and Batakaloa. 41-year-old comedian Volodymyr Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election on Sunday, defeating incumbent President Petro Poroshenko in a landslide victory. Reuters' Colette Luke reports.
Poroshenko, who was hoping for a second five-year term, tried to cast himself as a bulwark against Russian aggression. But in the end, he was trounced by the political neophyte and conceded on Sunday. Zelensky's rise fits a pattern of political insurgency across many parts of the world. In his new role, Zelensky finds himself on the front lines of the West's standoff with Russia, following Moscow's annexation of Crimea and support for a pro-Russian insurgency in eastern Ukraine that has killed some 13,000 people.
That was Reuters' Colette Luke. The United States is expected to announce Monday that all buyers of Iranian oil will have to end their imports shortly or face sanctions, a source familiar with the situation told Reuters' news agency. This is VOA News. The organizers of Sudan's protests said Sunday they have suspended talks with the ruling military council because it has failed to meet their demands for an immediate transfer to a civilian government following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir. Mohammed Al-Amin Abdel Aziz, a spokesman for the Sudanese Professionals Association, told a large crowd in Khartoum that the political committee of the military council is too close to al-Bashir, who has been jailed in the capital. He said the SPA is calling for more protest and repeated its demand for an immediate transfer to a traditional civilian government that would rule for 4 years. Iranian state media states Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has begun his first official visit to neighboring Iran for talks set to focus on strengthening bilateral ties, fighting terrorism, and safeguarding borders. The visit comes a day after Pakistan asked Iran to take action against terrorist groups believed to be behind the killing of 14 Pakistani soldiers earlier this month. Pakistan's foreign ministry said in a letter to the Iranian government that the assailants came from an alliance of three Baluch terrorist organizations based in Iran. The debate over the Mueller report continued on Sunday U.S. talk shows. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has those details.
As President Trump was heading to Easter services in Florida, tweeting the Mueller report was, quote, nothing but a total hit job, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway took to the airways.
This has been a frustrated president about an ill-conceived, illegitimate investigation from the beginning.
Not so fast, says Congressman Elijah Cummings, who chairs the House Oversight Committee. He says the Mueller report is a roadmap for further action by Congress.
I think he basically said to us as a Congress, it's up to you to take this further with regard to obstruction and other matters that might come up.
While Cummings was on CBS's Face the Nation, Conway appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Japanese prosecutors indicted former Nissan Motor chairman Carlos Ghosn on Monday on charge of aggravated breach of trust. And it is his fourth charge against him on the day of his detention period was set to expire. Nissan said it filed a criminal complaint after determining payments made by the automaker to an overseas vehicle sales company had been directed by Ghosn for his personal enrichment. Asian shares slipped on Monday, weighed down by the underperforming Chinese stocks, while oil prices rallied on the news. The United States is likely to ask all importers of Iranian oil to end their purchases or face additional sanctions. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit voanews.com or download the mobile application. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.